Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A new report says the Cal State University system is facing a huge budget deficit and recommends raising tuitions to help close it. The review of Cal State's finances says the funding gap has now hit $1.5 billion, with a B, dollars, because the system is only paying about 85% of what it actually costs to run its 23 campuses and many other facilities. The report says only modest tuition hikes would be needed to help fill the gap. It looked at one plan that calls for 3% annual increases for every current student until they graduate, and another that calls for a one-time 5% increase for new students, but it doesn't recommend one over the other. Almost complete results from a special election in Beverly Hills show a slim majority of voters, just under 51%, rejecting a proposal to build a new super luxury hotel on Rodeo Drive. The project was designed to offer 115 of the most luxurious hotel rooms in the world. KCAL News reporter Lauren Posen says it was strongly backed by city officials and they are very disappointed by the election numbers.
The mayor of Beverly Hills issued a statement signaling defeat. I believe our community lost an incredible addition to Rodeo Drive that would have provided additional funding for vital city services. As we anticipate challenging financial times ahead, I believe this decision was a critical mistake.
The nine-story hotel would have been bigger than current zoning laws allow in the area around Rodeo Drive and Little Santa Monica Boulevard, and many people who voted against it said they thought it would clash with the surrounding neighborhood. Well, jurors in the L.A. rape retrial of actor Danny Masterson, they're getting a long holiday break after they deliberated for almost a week without reaching any verdicts. They won't be returning to court until Wednesday to pick up wherever they left off. This retrial is happening because a jury last year ended up in a mistrial. That trial was declared, the mistrial declared in December. The jury then could not reach unanimous agreements on any of the charges. Masterson is facing three counts of raping women at his home in the Hollywood Hills between 2001 and 2013.
Hollywood writers on strike. Now the latest from KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Thousands of union members, they gathered in downtown Los Angeles in solidarity with those striking Hollywood writers. Natalie Tavidian reports.
We are the union!
Many union contracts are set to expire very soon, including hospitality workers, bus drivers, teachers. Yvonne Wheeler is president of LA County Federation of Labor, one of the organizers of this rally.
That we want a fair share, that corporate greed, we understand that the corporations are making record profits. Share your profits with the workers.
So you work for UPS?
I do.
What's your name?
Viviana Gonzalez.
Talk to me about why you're out here today.
I'm out here just like myself. There's a lot of unions that are about to finish their contract. So we're here supporting one another in solidarity.
What's going on with your contract right now? A lot of these contracts are expiring in the summer.
Yes. So for UPS, our contract expires July 31st. So there's negotiations going on right now. So I believe this is a good way to show the companies that we're standing together in solidarity.
The unions here represent more than 200,000 workers. In downtown LA, I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
An investigation reveals what happened in the minutes before a Learjet crashed off the California coast earlier this month, killing three people on board. Art Sanders says the jet went into the ocean while trying to make an emergency landing at a Navy airstrip on San Clemente Island.
The National Transportation Safety Board report says it was one of two jets carrying civilians to a training exercise with the Navy. While nearing the exercise site west of San Diego, the crew in the first plane, which was leading, radioed that they smelled an odor in the cabin, and the crew of the plane behind radioed that they saw white or gray smoke or gas coming from the left side of the cabin, along with some kind of liquid trailing the jet. Broadcast data from the first airplane showed it made a series of descending turns and was at an altitude of just above 1,000 feet and about a half mile from the island when the information stopped. The wreckage was found underwater, but the two pilots and additional crew member, all civilians, haven't been found and are presumed dead. The report doesn't mention a possible cause for the fire or the crash. I'm Art Sanders, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, state officials, they are saying the outlook for the power grid this summer, it's looking up. And that is thanks in part to all of the rain that we got this winter. Mike DeWald reports the grid is in a better position to handle extreme weather.
California not only has more robust hydroelectric resources at its disposal, it also has a more thorough contingency plan should we see extreme heat or wildfires that have strained the grid in the past. Siva Gunda is vice chair of the California Energy Commission.
So if you think about last year to this year, all the resources we had last year are still there. We added more, but the overall demand has only gone up 1,000.
He says if the weather stays mild, California will even have a surplus of energy resources available. Climate change has dramatically impacted the power grid. Gunda says it's forced a greater focus on planning around the potential for extreme conditions, whether that means heat, floods, or wildfire.
We have spent a lot of time in getting better data for future forecasting. So that's one. So we have better weather models that are being incorporated into forecasting.
But even with the best laid plans, surprises can happen. Gunda says the governor and legislature made available several thousand megawatts that can be tapped into in case of emergency.
I'm Mike DeWald, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.